Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw the yisod of Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, that even though a baal dover is not believed, he doesn't have a Torah's aid. If he has a Torah's aid for the Ikar Eidos, he can also have a Torah's aid for the details of the Eidos, for the Drisha and Chakir of the Eidos. And therefore, he's believed to say that Ploni Rava is Shari, because he's believed that Ploni Rava, he's believed that Ploni committed this terrible act with the animals. He's also believed to say it was my shore. Once he's with Torah Seid, so when Migu is believed of that, he's also believed in the area where he's a Baal Dover. And now we can come to explain the sheet of the Rambam in our Sugya. So Tchilas Hadvarim is like the Lechem Mishnah brings a steer on the Rambam. The Lechem Mishnah says, on one hand, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Toin Venitan that the Edom have to bring a Raya. That the Sochrim have to bring a raya, that they live there 3 years, day and night, and we don't believe them, they have to bring a proof. On the other hand, Hilchos Eidos, he says, Rambam says they are believed. So the teretz is that in Hilchos Toin V'Netan, he's talking about where they're saying they live there for 3 years, then you're talking about yourself, you're a baal dover. And Hilchos Eidos, the Rambam is talking about where they just said that the land belongs to the Machzik. There they are believed, because then they're not Bali Dvarim. But the question is, if this is true, that they're believed, that they're not believed when they're Bali Dvarim, then how come it seems from the Gemara that if the Ma'arer doesn't ask any questions, and they just say we live there by day, they're believed, and there's a chazakah. But how do we possibly believe them? They're Baal Dvarim. How do we believe a Baal Dvar? So how are they believed on the Yamin? That's the Lechem Mishnah understands, that if the Ma'arer doesn't say anything, they're believed about the Yamin. But how are they believed about the Yamin? If they just say Yamin without Leilos, how are they believed about the Yamin? They're Baal Dvarim. That was the question. And even if they're holding on to the rent, and they're not no gebedaver, because they can pay either guy, they're not going to have to pay twice, they're balei dvarim. So they're made al diras atzma, to how they believed. Not only that, we explained in the previous shiur that according to Rava, not only are they believed that they live there by day, they're also believed that they live there at night. How are they believed that they live there at night as well? Because that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that Abaye and Rava, how do we know that they live there at night? Maybe they only live there by day. So, one opinion in the Gemara is that they're believed, like Abaye says, because the neighbors testify about the night. The other opinion in the Gemara is Rava, that they're believed because they're renting it. According to Abaye, the Machzik is believed because the neighbors say that he lived there at night. And Rava says that two people came and said that we rented it day and night. So this would imply that they're believed when they say that we live there day and night. How do we believe them that they live there day and night? They're Baal Dvarim. That's the question. And not only that, we have to understand that even according to Mar Zutra, who says that they're not believed, that's what the Magid Mishnah says. The Magid Mishnah says that Mar Zutra, Rashman doesn't learn that way, but many others learn that Mar Zutra is arguing with Abaye and Rava, And Marzutra says that they're not believed if he comes and he makes a tain and he says, bring me a raya. I don't believe you. Bring a raya that you live there 3 years, day and night. They have to bring a raya. But that's only if he makes a taina about the night. But if he doesn't make a taina, then they're believed that they live there by day and everything is cool. There's a chazaka. But sof, the edus is about them living there. So according to Rava, how they believe that they live there day and night, their balei devarim, and according to Marzutra, how are they believed about the day? Until he tainas about the night, then they have to bring a raya. But in the meantime, they're believed when they say day, but they're the balei devarim. So the answer is as follows, that, again, that's the kasha lecha mishnah. How do we believe them being balei devarim? According to Rava, the kasha is that we believe them by day and by night, and according to Marzutra, the kasha is that we believe them by day at least. Rabbi says, "Gonda asu beitrei, ba'amri anan aguinim and evadurin beitloshin biyamam v'lelia." We believe they live there day and night, as long as they're holding on to the rent, they're not having, they don't have to pay twice. And Razutra says that if the ma'ara says something about bring me a raya, then they have to bring a raya that they were there day and night. But if he doesn't demand a raya, then we can believe that when they say day, we assume that nights are included. So only when he starts asking questions, then we say to the... He has a schustaina to be mevarer that they live there at night as well. Because that is a right to ask about. Originally, we believe him when he said we live there by day. We assume that, as we explained, that day includes nights. According to Rava, it doesn't. They say day and night, but according to Marzutra, day includes night. If they say by day, we assume that it's also night, and just he is a schus taina. No, bring me a raya about that, about the nights. We don't know. We don't know that you were there at night. So then they have to bring a raya. Then they talk, I have to bring a raya. But until the ma'ara comes, they don't have to bring a raya for anything, they're just believed. How can they be believed, being that they're the balei devarim? So in order to answer these questions, we first have to, like a good Jew, we have to answer a question with a question. And that is as follows. How can we say that the Sochem are believed to say that we live there by day and by night? The Choronim ask in the Sefer Zichron Yehonasan and Chelik Beis and the Chedushim end of the Sefer that this is Eidus Shiyata Yechol Azima. This is Eidus that you can't make into Eidim Zomimin. Why? Because if the Eidim become Eidim Zomimin and two other people say Mani Yusim HaKomploni, this is also Hakchasha. They're also denying the Eidus. The Rambam holds in the 18th parak of Hilchos Eidus Halacha Beis that Hazama Hakchasha Bevas Achas is a Hakchasha, and there's no Din Hazama. You can't have Hazama and Hakchasha together. Hakchasha is denying the Etzem Eidus, and Hazama is the Eidus might be true, but Imanu is in Makom Ploni. The moment you deny the Etzem Eidus, there's no more Hazama. So here there's no longer Hazama, because you're saying that Imanu is in Makom Ploni. So how do you say you lived there for 3 years? You're with us for 3 years. So it's not only Hazama, it's Hakasha. The moment there's Hakasha, it's no longer Hazama. It's Eidus Shiyata Yechol Azima. Eidus Shiyata Yechol Azima is not Hazama, because this Hazama in also involves Hakasha. Normally, you say, listen, Reuven could have killed Shimon Monday afternoon in New York City, but you were with us in California. So that's a Hazama. But if you... If with the Hazama is also Hakasha, that we say we live there for 3 years, and you say, no, Mapitom, you were with us the last 3 years, so this is also Hakasha. Hakasha and Hazama don't work together, it's no longer Hazama. The Hakasha is Mevatel the Hazama. So this is Eidush Teachol Azima when they say that we live there for 3 years. You can't say it's Hazama because there's no Hazama, because every Hazama is going to be Hakasha. So the Achronim answer that here the Yikr Din Vidvarim Ben Amarakam and the Maskir is if he sold him the land or not. And they're made on the Rai and the Anansadi that there was a Mechira. Why? Because the chazakah is b'makom shtar omedes. Because their chazakah is in place of a shtar. So their be'etzim being made that there was a sale here. And therefore it's considered that their etzim edus is to be mevara that there was a mechira, and that the bias belongs to the maskir, and not that they're made, that they live there day and night. This isn't the etzim edus. This is just a sipur dvarim. This is just a story and the edus to explain their proof. That there was a mechira, and that the bias belongs to the maskir. This is just to be mefarish their hochacha, that there was a mechira, that there was a sale here, and that the bias belongs to the maskir. That's be'etzim what they're being made on. So now we can say the chiddush of the Rambam that hazam and akashiv of asachas is no good, is that hazam is only when they're mazim the edim and they say manu yisim, but the gufa edus could be true. Just these edim didn't see the edus, and therefore hakasha and hazam of asachas, the hakasha is mevatel the din hazam, since there's a hakasha on the gufa edus as well, so there's nothing to be mazim anymore, because this event never happened. So of course you didn't witness it. So that therefore the hazam is mevatel hakasha. But in our sugya, this din isn't shaykh, because the hakasha is chal only on the proof of the edus. What are they being makrish? They're saying, oh, you want to prove that the land belongs to the maskir by saying you lived there for 3 years? It's not a good proof. You were with us the last 3 years. But that doesn't mean that the land doesn't belong to the maskir. Because be'etz in their edus is that the land, the edus of the sochrim is that the land belongs to the maskir, to the one renting it to them. And when they do hakasha, and when they do hazama and they say manu yisem makom ploni, they're not being makish the etzem edus that the land belongs to the maskir. They're just saying that what you said about it to prove it, that isn't true. But the etzem edus, they're not being makish. Since they're not being makish the etzem edus, so you can have hazama here. There's no hazama if there's a hakasha, when the hakasha means the event never happened. But if the about which they're being made, but if the event might have happened, then there can be hazama. So here the event might have happened. How did the event happen? Because the etzem edus that the karka belongs to the maskir could be true. What's the hazama here? The hazama is imanu yisem. But you say that your proof is that you lived there for 3 years. Imanu yisem, you weren't there for the last 3 years. But it could still be the land belongs to the maskir. If it could still be the land belongs to the maskir, then we don't say this klal of the Rambam that hazama v'akrasha v'asachas is called a hakrasha and there's no din hazama. That's only when the hakasha is makrish the etzem ha'edus. But here the etzem ha'edus is still in place. The land really belongs to the maskir. And the only question that's being asked now is, okay, the land belongs to the maskir, but your proof to that effect is not a valid proof because you were with us the last 3 years. So that's not a hakasha on the etzem ha'edus, because it could still be the land belongs to the maskir. Just your proof is an insufficient proof. And Mimela, we can say Hazama here, because it's not Hakash in the Etzem Eidus, we can say Manu Yisim Makom Ploni, and this is Eidus Shateyachol Hazima, so this Hakash is not Mevatel the Hazama, and this is Eidus Shateyachol Hazima, you can make them into Eidim Zom. And so according to this, it would appear that since their Iker Eidus is on the Karka that it belongs to the Machzik, and on that they're not Bali Dvarim, so this is a valid Eidus vis-a-vis the Machzik, and even though they have to be made, that they live there day and night, to be mevar their edus that they're made for the machzik, this is considered the details of the edus that they're made on the karka, like jerisha v'chakira of edus ha-machzik. This is like the details. They're the etzem edus is that the land belongs to the maskir. Jerisha v'chakira is that they live there for 3 years. How do you know that it belongs to him? Because we have a chazak of 3 years. So even though they're made al diras atzim, it's going to be a valid edus. Why? Because, as we explained in the previous year at length, that once you give their edus, the taras edus, so then we have a migu that they're believed. These bali dvarim are believed about what they're not bali dvarim. They're also believed about what they are bali dvarim. So here they're believed about what they're not bali dvarim, that the land belongs to the maskir. Ah, so since they're believed on this etzim ha'edus that the land belongs to the maskir, they're also believed on the details around it. Oh, how do you know it belongs to the maskir? We live there for 3 years, and we live there for 3 years, they're bali dvarim. But it's still going to be a valid edus, because bali dvarim aren't pasul edim, they're just not edim. But the moment you say that they're edim, when it comes to being when it comes to the who the land belongs to, they're saying it belongs to the maskir, where they're not bali dvarim, they can also be believed to say that it belongs to them. They can also be believed to say that the land belongs to that they live there for 3 years. They can also be believed to say the Liftaris even around that they're Bali Dvarim, since they're believed on the Etzem Eidus to say that the land belongs to the Maskir. That gives them Torah's Eidus, and then they're also believed to say that they were the ones who lived there for 3 years, and therefore they're believed. So now we can understand that the Eidus on Diras Hayamim is Kasha Lekul Hayamim, and nobody argues with the fact that they can testify about Diras Hayamim. About Diras Hayamim, they're believed. Nobody argues with that. Not Abai, not Rabbah, not Razutra. Why? Because that's part of the details of the raid. They're saying the karka belongs to the machzik migu. They believe that the karka belongs to the machzik. They also believe they live there by day. But in the raidus at night, there's a machlokus in Abai and Ravim Razutra if they're believed. And that's telling in the Yerka machlokus that we explained in the previous year, according to the Rambam, that Abai and Ravah holds that we're choshesh, that they weren't living there at night. And Razutra holds that no, we're choshesh, that mistam, if they live there by day, they also live there at night. Just the baldin is a schustaina to be toveya bear around the night. So according to Abai and Ravah hold that we're choshesh, that they didn't live there at night. They have to be testify about the night as well to be mevar the etzem chazaka. You want to know if there's a chazaka here? Okay, they live by day and they live by night. So therefore, this Torah Eidus midin shishiv chakira laedus shemaidim lamachzik. So they're considered that's kosher because they have to be mevar the etzem chazaka. So they say that the land belongs to the maskir, and we say, how do you know? We live there by day. No, that's not enough for us. If it's just because we live there by day, how do you know we live there by night? So they say you live there by night. Ah. So since there's a Torah's Eidus and the fact that they say that they live there, that the land belongs to the Maskir, there's also Torah's Eidus to say that they live there by day and by night. And they're believed. That's according to Abai and Rava. But according to Marzutra argues, and he says, no, we're told that if they say they live there by day, they also live there by night. So as far as we're concerned, all there's Torah's Eidus on is the fact that he said that they live there by day. And we assume that he also lived there by night. So there's also going to be Torah's Eidus on that, because if you say they live there by day, it's also by night. And finished. And everything is cool. So now the land belongs to the Machzik. The only thing is that in addition to that, the Maharaz is Chustaina. We don't have any Sveikas. But the Maharaz is Chustaina. You can say maybe he didn't live there at night. Oh. So the Eidus on the Chazakah is enough to say he lived there by day. And we assume that he lived there by night. We have no sveikus, but we just have to take care of the schustaina of the ma'arer. The ma'arer is schustaina. We don't need this edus, because saying by day is enough, is like saying by night as well. If you live there by day, you live there by night, at night as well. So since as far as we're concerned, everything is done when he says we live there by day, that includes the nights. So that is all. Now he's finished with his Torah's Eidus. His Torah's Eidus on day and night. And he's believed. But now on top of that, there's a Schustaina. Now the Ma'arer could come along and say, no, Ma'apitom, you were there at night. Prove that you were there at night. So about this, they're not believed. This is even less than Bedikos. Bedikos are when we ask them details about their Eidus to make sure that their Eidus is valid. But as far as we're concerned, their Eidus is already valid. The second they say they live there at daytime, we also assume they live there at nighttime. So their Eidus is a valid Eidus. Just the Ma'arez is Chustaina, he can say, Ma'apitom, they live there at night. And now they're not going to be believed. Because now the Iker Nidon is that did you live there at night or did you not live there at night? And now they're made on themselves. They don't have this migu anymore. They lost the migu. The migu is that since they're believed to say the land belongs to the maskir, they're believed to say they live there by day, which also includes nights. So as far as we're concerned, they're believed in their testimony. About days, and days also include nights. But now the question is, what are we going to do with this schustaina? There's a new schustaina of the ma'arer. Prove to me that you live there at night. Ah, now they're testifying about themselves. Now that they have to prove that they live there at night, now they're testifying about themselves. This is something new. This is like a new parsha. Until now, everything was great. They said they live there by day. That also includes nights. And they're believed, even though it's about themselves, even though they're Baalei Dvarim, They're believed because migu that they're believed on the etzem ha'ed is to say that the land belongs to the maskir. They're also believed in the sipur hadvarim to prove that it belongs to the maskir when they say that they live there by day, and that also includes nights. But now you have a new story coming. And now the ma'arer says, prove to me, yaivis chustaina, that I can demand from you proof that you lived at night. Ah, that's not included anymore in the Rikur Eidus. The Rikur Eidus is already done. We believe them in the Rikur Eidus. Their migu was finished. They had the migu that they're believed that the land belongs to the maskir. They're also believed that they live there by day, and the day also includes nights. The Rikur Eidus is done, and we accept it, and everything is great. Everything is cool. But then the ma'arer, as a chustaina, he could say, prove to me that you live there at night. So this isn't part of the Ikra. There's no migu here. It doesn't extend to this, because this is even less than bedikas. This is like this new parsha, this chustaina of the ma'arer. Prove to me that you live there at night. Ah, but this they're bali dvarim. And if they're bali dvarim, they're not believed. Even if they're not nogeh be'edus, but they're still bali dvarim, even if they haven't yet paid. And the Rambam paskins like Mar Zutra. And therefore he paskins that if the ma'arer comes and says, bring edus on the night, the socher aren't believed at all, even if they're not nogeya. Since they're made al diras atzman, they're considered bali dinim. But on the days they are believed. And that's the Rambam, afilu bo edim vermelanu hiskir vanu darna babi yom v'layla v'ton balasad v'emri aviu edim shedaru b'yom v'layla. So he is a chustaina. He can say, okay, the day is galui, but what about the night? That we don't know. Like the Gemara says. The Gemara says, v'habatim to be imam yadi, b'leil yelo yadi. We don't know about the nights. So if they come and they say, I'll bring a raya about the nights, and what the heck bring a raya about the day as well? But they have this chustaina because the nights we're not sure about. So they can say, bring a raya. The Rambam says, I accept that. I'm going to go with Mar Zutra. And Mar Zutra says that they can demand a raya about the night. They have a schustaina. Because even though according to Mar Zutra, originally they're believed to say that we live there by day, and day includes nights. And again, we had a Baal Dvarim Shaila, but they're the Baal Dvarim. No, they're not the Baal Dvarim. They have a migu. It's not a problem of Baal Dvarim, Migu, that they're believed that the land belongs to the maskir. They're also believed to say the live by day and by night. So their Ikur Eidus is done. And now the Ma'ara, this was tiny, he can say, yeah, bring me a raya that you live there at night. Who says you live there at night? By day we know, by night we don't know. So bring a raya. Oh, now they have to testify about themselves. Because this is something new that originally we believed them about the nights, but if the Ma'ara comes and asks, he has the right to ask and demand a proof. So this new right to demand a proof, this is about the Edom themselves. This is about the Sochrim themselves. And there they're considered Bali Dvarim. And they're not believed. And that's why the Rambam says that they're not believed. The Sochrim are not believed. If the Bala Sada comes and says, bring Edom that you live there day and night, they have to bring some sort of raya that they live there day and night. Shezeh davar talui behem. This is talui them. It's not talui b'tainas ha-machzik, the Rambam says. Kadei she'idula. It's not about the machzik anymore. It's about them. And about them, they're bali dvarim. And since they're bali dvarim, they're psulim. They're not psulim, but they're not witnesses. So for that, they need to bring a raya. But had it not been for that, had it not been for the taina of the ma'ar, they'd be believed. They'd be believed on the edus of the yamim because of this migu. Migu, they're believed that bali belongs to the maskir. They're believed that they live there by day, and day we assume stama, they also live there at night. So that's the migu. That since they have Torah's edus mitzad that it belongs to the maskir, they also have Torah's edus mitzad that they live there day and automatically night. And now the maskir can come and say, no, prove to me you live there at night. Ah, he has tainas on the sochrim. Prove to me you live there at night. This isn't part of the edus anymore. The edus is finished. This is now a special schus taina that he has. So about that, they're not believed. They have to bring edim. But Abai and Rav hold that were choshish that they didn't live there by night. So since we're choshesh, that's included in the Rikur Eidus. The Rikur Eidus is that they live there by day, and then we're choshesh, then in there for the night, you have to prove they live there at night as well. So, even though they're Bali Dvarim, they're believed, because Migud, they're believed that the land belongs to the Maske, they're also believed that they live there day and night. Because there's Torah's Eidus on when they say day, and there's also Torah's Eidus when they say night. Because we don't believe them, we don't believe that days include nights. So we need their Eidus for the nights as well. According to Marzutra, we don't need their Eidus for the nights. Their Eidus for the day is enough. And we automatically assume they live there at night. We assume they live there at night. We don't question that. And then the Migu is over. They're believed. And now the Mahara has his chastaina. He says, prove to me nights. Oh, prove to me nights. And that, you don't have a Migu. Because you only had a Migu on the fact that you live there by day. And the day, in the absence of any questions, automatically extends to the night. That's only the absence of questions. The moment there's a question, now you need this new testimony to prove that you live there at night as well. Originally, days includes nights. Now, days doesn't include nights anymore because of the time of the Ma'arer. And since they have to bring Eidus for this, it's really Eidus Atzman. It's about themselves because we already finished. Their Eidus, their Migu was that belongs to the maskir, and that extends also now to when they're Bali Dvarim, that they live there by day. We don't have any issue with the night, so the night just goes along with that, and with the day. And then they ask about the night. Oh, the Mara asked about the night. This was Taina. Now they have to come and prove that they live there by night. And about that, they're Bali Dvarim. Because now the whole Iker Nidon is the nights. Did they live there at night or not? And they have to prove that. That's not included in their... What's included in the Drisha of Hakir of the Eidus? The fact that they live there by day. And day extends to night. But now we have something that's even less than the Bedikos. Now we have something that's not included in the Iker Eidus. This is now Mitzad the Schustain of the Ma'arer. Nights are Mitzad the Schustain of the Ma'arer. Prove to me you live there at night. Ah, about that, they're Bali Dvarim. Since they're Bali Dvarim, they're not believed, and that's why the Rambam says they have to bring Eidim. So that's a second Mahalach in the Rambam. We saw also another way of learning the Sugya previously, that if we go with Marzutra, then we can understand Shitas HaRambam was a different Havana, but also the same Mahalach of going with Marzutra. And there are numerous other explanations in the Rambam, and Birtzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will hopefully see more. Hashem should just give us life and Simchas Chaim and everything we need to be able to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.